Hey everyone, welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. My name is Steven.
And I'm Henry.
So we're back here again.
What are you doing here?
What?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to be here anymore.
The f*** do you mean, Johan?
Bro, you're not supposed to be here anymore.
Bro, get the f*** out of here, bro. This is my podcast. You can't
get out of here.
No.
Get out of here. Well, welcome to another episode of the Pizza Time Podcast. I'm Johan, and this is Henry.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you to leave! I told you to get out!
No, I'm gonna stay for one more round.
You said last episode was your last episode!
No, I said the one covered up is the last episode.
Okay, can you put the chair down?
Fine.
Thank you.
Jeez, take your seat.
Johan, can you put the knife away?
I'm still the king here. Until tonight, our last podcast, at least of season one, then you can take over.
I was told that this is your last. I didn't know you're supposed to be here.
I don't even know why I'm here. I think we're doing a stupid review.
All right, well, I'm Johan.
Good, I'm Steven.
And I'm Henry.
Welcome to the Pizza Time Podcast.
You already f***ed up.
It doesn't matter. And guys, it's the end game.
It is the Endgame.
Endgame,
I get it.
Yeah,
because we're reviewing.
Endgame came out a week ago. We are reviewing possibly one of the greatest feats of cinematic history.
I'm gonna stop you right there, and I'm gonna say Infinity War was better than Endgame.
I'm gonna stop you right there, and say Thor 2 was the greatest.
Nah, for me, man, I get it. It might be recency bias, but I really think Endgame is the best Marvel movie.
I don't know.
I think. For me, I have never felt so emotional. I didn't cry.
I didn't cry
in Infinity War.
I didn't either. I cried in Infinity War.
I didn't cry. I didn't have a single tear.
Yeah.
But in Endgame,
I teared up
at least three times, and I have never felt as giddy as I felt. There haven't been any movies that have made me feel that giddy.
I teared up once in Endgame. And in Infinity War, I teared up, and then I cried. I don't know. I felt like there was more of a hype in Infinity War, at least by the standards of everyone's broken, they're getting the gang back together, and that's just f***ing awesome, seeing Captain America in the shadows, and then he pops up with his beard and his slick back hair, and he's like, eh. And you're like, oh, just boner juice everywhere, and then in the Endgame, he's like, he's talking to some gay guy, and he's like, yeah, I had my boyfriend, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know what, it's okay. We'll accept you.
And no cap in the 30s
yeah.
would have made sure he dealt with that game.
Exactly.
It didn't fix it on Facebook.
Did you like Endgame, Gene?
Yeah.
Better than Infinity War?
Mm-hmm. F*** you.
I don't know, man. So I guess, spoiler alert from here on.
Do you just want to go full spoiler?
Is there anything else we can talk about?
All right, fine. Okay, quick synopsis. Henry, I swear to God, if you do a synopsis of 20 minutes... I'm going to punch you in the nose.
All right. Synopsis, just give it the basic story.
No, but Henry goes full deep.
Okay.
Like,
screw that. All right.
It was good.
After losing to Thanos in Infinity War, the Avengers must regroup and try to get back the group.
Spoiler, Thor cuts off his head.
He went for the head.
Which one?
Both.
I don't know. He cut off his hand.
He cut off his hand so he can't touch himself anymore.
And then he cut off his head.
Which head?
His head.
The head between his shoulders or the head hanging?
The head between his shoulders.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that he cut off his
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that probably would have been worse punishment.
he's rock hard. He's like, Thanos, show me it!
Yeah, can you imagine? So Thanos is all alone on that planet, right?
He had his flowers.
I mean, the gauntlet's got to... I mean, the gauntlet's...
I'm just saying, like, if you're all alone on a planet, you're just going to be like, yo...
No. He wasn't alone with the planet. Remember, he just recently took away the Infinity Stones and he did whatever he did with them. That was like a week or two ago in the movie standard, like, time frame. Because remember, reality could be whatever he wants it to be. So probably he was there, but he had a bunch of honeys around him. And he was like, yes, I'm Thanos. Yes, yes. And they're all like climbing on top of them. And they're all
intergalactic.
Yeah, basically.
Thanos.
Yeah, that's
Thanos.
Me.
So, yeah. Will Smith.
That must have sucked though. Like, He probably went to like a brothel and like half the population was gone. Where was all that? The half that was gone was like attractive. It's no. Like, damn, I gotta do this.
They look at him and they're like, you killed all the good ones.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm so sorry.
He looks at, I mean, I don't know, yanking it with the Infinity Gauntlet must be cool. Like, it probably hurts, but like, it's probably a pain that's cool. It's like,
well, yeah, I see what you're, well, what if it's like soft metal? Because remember, it was made by a midget. I'm sorry, a midget giant. Or whatever he is. Yes.
But what if the Reality Stone was just like, he could, since he can make reality what he wants it to be, maybe he had like a small dick and like he increased, he like made it bigger.
That's why he killed half the population.
He killed half the population.
He killed half the population. That's huge. So everybody else that stayed had small wee-wees.
So you're telling me that,
yes,
yeah, everybody else has a big schlong
that died.
Wow.
So Captain,
this man Peter's about to give MJ the ride of her life.
Basically, but
wow, that's also underage stuff. Let's stop talking.
Well,
I mean, technically speaking, Zendaya and Tom Holland are both in their 20s.
Yeah, so they are. I think Tom Holland's the same age I am. He's 23.
And Zendaya's my age. She's 22.
Oh, she's so attractive.
She is pretty cute. That's true. I mean, she's not cute at all. I hate women, except Ashley.
Yeah, you're in a relationship.
Except Ashley, I love her.
The fridge is melted.
Ashley comes out.
What? That scared the best out of me. I thought that was her. I was hiding under this table the whole time. But yes, Henry, your thoughts? 2 minutes or less, please. Thank you. Go.
On what? Oh, thank
you. Yeah, please time it because I. Yeah, how much did you like the movie? Before we go into full.
All right, spoilers. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I really liked it.
Okay, keep going.
What else do you want me to say?
You want to get a little bit closer to the mic there, bud?
Anything away because I got sniffles.
No, you're good.
It was a very good film.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I'm going to save the rest of myself for spoilers.
Okay, cool. Johan, if you please.
Are we continuing this 2-minute timer?
It was so good!
We're just going to go with the
2-minute
timer.
Oh, it was amazing, man. Like, 11 years. I mean, it's such a great film. I thought it was spectacular. Amazing. All the words describe Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay. I believe that whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you
stranger.
No, I personally enjoyed it too. Again, I think Infinity War was a little bit better. More so to the, I know they had to build up and kind of like make everybody kind of like feel bad for everyone.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Facebook is the most entertaining thing on this earth.
Why? Does he take selfies in his Iron Man suit?
No, he posts like, you know, people post a lot of stuff on Instagram. He's like a dad. He posts stuff on Facebook a lot.
Oh gosh.
But funny stuff.
That's good. At least it's great. But yes, great movie. Go watch it. 9 out of 10 stars. What do you rate it?
Probably 10 out of 10.
So 11 out of 10.
I guess the only flaws are just the weird time travel. I mean, they explained it at the end of the day.
I like the time travel.
Kinda. Everybody's like, we have to look into the time travel. I'm like, I sat here. No, I can care less.
No, but
the end result.
There's certain parts that I'm going to bring up during the spoiler that makes no sense at all. Okay?
I mean, no, there's a lot that doesn't kind of make sense, but, yeah, you know, I'm going to not care because
I
of one of the
4 chubby gods out of 5.
Okay.
4 Big Lebowskis.
So you give it a.
Where's my money, Lebowski?
So you give it an 8 out of 10, basically?
8.5 out of 10. So actually, no, I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
9 out of 10. I like it. Ah! Wow. Why so would wow. you do that?
I have to give an ear rape warning.
Yeah. gotta keep the listeners awake.
What minute? Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. I just felt like if I think that that's the most atrocious sound on this planet.
That sound? That's my alarm.
If I had to be strapped to a chair and listen to 2 old folks have sex or have to listen to that, I'd probably still choose the alarm because...
Oh, Harold!
Oh, Janet! Oh.
Gwendolyn! Oh,
Meredith! Meredith!
Why do we give them the oldest names in the book?
Because it makes sense.
But just imagine, like, with your name, you're gonna be old one day, so it's gonna be.
Yeah,
like,
except
oh,
my name's
Johan!
Except my name's old.
It's a guy's name, though.
No, think about it. Steven is an old person name.
Yeah.
Steven!
Oh, Steven! Steven, stop it! Stop it!
And they're all New Yorkers, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, now that I think about it, we all give old New Yorkers.
They're all New York Jews.
Hey, here's a BuzzFeed list of 19 old people names that make the best. All
right, let's do those, and then
Genevieve.
We'll go into... Okay.
Irving. Fern.
The fuck?
Marshall.
Okay, Mark says
Beatrice.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Willa.
Lennon. Marjorie.
Sounds like butter.
Otto.
Octavius. Nice.
Adelaide. I need the sticks.
Okay. Noise.
Booker.
Whoa.
T.
Pearl.
I know Pearl.
Your voice just go away.
Warren.
Yeah.
Nora.
Hey, that's my Rose's name.
Murray. I have an aunt named Norma.
Naomi and Norman, and then last but not least, Josephine.
My name's not on there?
You hate to see it.
Hey, also at the end, we're going to do a comic book 20 question. The last one.
Yeah,
it's for season one. So.
All right, well.
And this one's going to be a doozy because I already got it.
Let's get into it.
In my head. All right, so.
Let's just.
We're going to let Henry. We're going to let Henry go in first.
Is that what y'all do? What is this?
I know. Well, you don't have to do that anymore because it's your podcast now. Well, it's whoever edits them.
I mean,
and one person's not really editing right now.
I suck at editing. Oh my god, I hate it.
Even though it's like super easy to do.
Shut up. Merging two things together sucks.
What are you merging?
I guess you're gonna have trouble with sex.
Are you merging? Did you get his audio? Wait, did you get the other person's audio and they sent it to you? Not
though. No, I have the two audio clips.
He just can't merge them for some reason.
Why don't you just do an anchor?
I do. I'll show you later. Anyway.
He's trying.
We'll do this. Anyways.
Henry, go.
What am I doing?
We're going in spoilers. We're basically recapping the whole movie then.
Okay. Spoiler alert now.
Spoiler going now. You have 4 seconds to turn away. Not five. I'm giving you four. All right. 1-0. Done. Spoilers. Go. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Wait.
Spoilers.
Countdown one more time.
I just.
Okay. 4, 3, 2, 1.
So,
spoilers. And that's
that
it.
Sound is just like Thanos. That sound is inevitable.
Yeah, we should get the Santa.
I hit
Thanos
my head on the table.
Snap.
Now.
Hit my head on the table.
You have a dreamy voice.
Thank you.
So I just want to let everyone know. I called it. Black Widow was gonna die.
Oh,
I called up. So look, I said either
You said what?
I said either Cap or Tony would die, and Cap's gonna die of old age, just like all the other Avengers, and Tony died. So I was half right.
No,
hey, just like a Thanos snap, I was half right.
I was talking to Henry when he saw it. You saw it three times, right?
Yeah.
That was
once with me.
Yep.
He spent nine hours of his life watching that stupid movie.
I would not. Oh, do you want? Should we talk about that?
No, because what if that guy's a listener?
Oh, we will talk about that sooner or later. That's a Thanos snap right there. I should have gone for his head. It's making me so angry about that. Anyways, yes, 9 hours of Henry's life, I farted, got wasted.
Not really wasted. Well, nah, not really wasted.
At least the third time.
The third time.
That good?
At
least the first hour and a half, I think you can just
kind of
forget about it.
No, I did enjoy Thanos' head getting chopped off.
I think the whole setup
also
was entertaining.
Brie Larson, bunnies.
your face.
Bunny
I didn't
talk.
Like her new hair.
Bunny talk.
Bunny talk.
She went for the never mind.
It's code for something.
Nice. I'll learn later.
Us as ethnic men have a code word for certain. Anyways,
yeah, keep going. Ethnic.
All right. So, did y'all see the deaths coming?
I was telling.
Well, I think.
Which one?
Well, no, you go.
I was gonna say when I was talking to Henry on the phone, he was like, "Yeah, I saw it three times. It was awesome." Blah blah blah. And I was like, "Oh, okay." I'm thinking it starts off slow. Then in the middle, it picks up a little bit. Then slow again. Then the big climax, kind of. Then it kind of teeters off. And I was like, in the end, Iron Man has to die. And I called that.
You did. No, but remember I said there's one thing that really, like, threw me off the whole movie? Can you guess what it is now?
For me, it was Thor being fat. And that really just pissed me off.
Yeah, that part kind of sucked.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Guess they had to... Because if he was in, like, shape and stuff, I mean, it would have been over for Thanos.
Brie Larson.
But yeah, it would have made Brie Larson look weaker.
Yeah, but the thing is, Brie Larson supposedly... Oh, yeah, she's going to have such a big role in this movie.
She
showed up for 5 minutes.
15.
I mean, guys. Guys, don't forget that they were filming this movie while they were still finishing up Captain Marvel.
No, she did that first, then Captain Marvel.
They probably didn't film all of Captain Marvel last year.
Yeah, they did.
That's why the movie was okay. We had a review. If you would hear it, it's your podcast.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Henry, what was it that you were saying? Please tell me you didn't forget. Oh, jeez. Did you forget?
I genuinely did.
I genuinely did.
Why are you making fun of me?
F you.
F off. Me.
When?
Nah, I'm not gay.
Johan's gay.
Possibly.
I think so too. Anyways, we'll go into a side segment. So when you got your tickets to see it for the first time, Henry, how much were you excited?
Oh, when I got the tickets.
Well,
let's be fair, yes. When Johan first got the tickets, when he called me at 6 in the morning saying, hey.
It was 8 a.m.
I bet you were really excited.
I was really excited because I got woken up.
Got to hang out with my bro.
I got to be like, I'm going to hang out with one of my favorite people on this planet.
Got to sit in one of my best seats.
We're
going
to go to the back because he said he got good seats because he bought the tickets a month ahead.
Damn.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It must have been awesome.
I'm reading these quotes from Endgame and jeez.
So.
The emotions. Because I'm reading from the bottom up.
It was just a great movie experience, so. I get to the theater with my lovely cousin.
Wow. And our friend.
And my friend, Rohit.
Okay.
A nice Hindu fella.
Dude, I don't appreciate any of this.
I don't appreciate that what happened. So let's continue with the story.
So. I don't really know what happened, so you gotta explain it from day one.
Johan and my friend Rohit went up ahead of me.
The non-terrorist, yes.
The non-terrorist. My good friend. He dresses very well. Rohit is very fashionable.
Yeah, I've seen him. I know.
Also a very nice mustache.
Better than all of us.
I agree.
Yes.
Great bandanas. Good guy.
Yeah, keep going.
And so, Johan decides, or sees that someone has taken our seat. And he, instead of saying, hey, those are our seats, Johan's like, hey, let's sit somewhere
else.
No,
he says, hey, you can keep them damn seats.
We don't want the seats all the way in the back. Let's sit somewhere else. And I'm like, nah, these are other people's seats. And you're just like, no, let's sit somewhere else. Johan, why don't we get our seats? Because people are already there. But those are ours. But look, there's free seats here. But those are other people's seats.
So basically what you're telling me is that Johan started a reaction, like a domino effect, basically.
Oh, and like, we're not even at the good part yet.
Oh, damn. This is more interesting than Endgame right now.
We sit down at some other seats, which are decent. They're in the middle.
Yeah.
Not at the back. I prefer the back.
Too bad, yeah.
Which is where apparently we were sitting. I don't know. I never got the tickets. Johan had the tickets. He never showed me where our seats were exactly. So we're sitting, and then all of a sudden the movie's about to start. When out of nowhere, these loud, I am guessing Puerto Ricans.
Non-racist.
I am being racist, because I lived with a Puerto Rican for about a year.
You do realize Puerto Ricans are Hispanic, so you're being more nationalist than...
I'm being nationalist, because okay. I am a Mexican Guatemalan.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Hey, happy Independence Day. Almost.
Can I?
Happy Black History Month.
Can I end your life? Anyways. Oh yeah, Johan's not Mexican.
Oh yeah.
No, we're related, but only on the Guatemalan side.
Weirdo.
But anyways, back to the story.
I'm just white.
But I'm guessing Puerto Rican because of the strong cologne. Sure, Tommy, very tight Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
You sure he wasn't Cuban?
No. His fade was too nice to be Cuban.
Dang.
He had a nice fade, I'll give him that. The very curly hair, and he kind of looked black, but also Hispanic.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
So, anyways.
Nice people. No offense to the race.
Yes. And homeboy was high as hell.
Oh, I bet.
Because you could smell the marijuana on him. You remember that, Johan?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because...
Johan was, like, eating popcorn.
No. Because right when they showed up, hey, those are our seats... Guess who moved out of their seat?
John went quick. He was like, you know what? You can have them. Here you go.
Yeah.
Man.
But, you see, I sat down. And I stayed down because, look, someone already took my seat.
Oh.
And I asked Johan, hey, go get our seats. I'll wait here while you go get our seats.
I'm just waiting for this to be done because I thought we were here to talk about.
I'm waiting for this too, and then I want to hear your.
I have nothing. I'm not going to say anything. He could complain all he wants. All
right, just keep going.
Complaining. So,
at the end of the day, the financial burden fell on me. So, I can care less.
I got you.
Let me throw money at him in a second.
Anyways, then do it.
Not right now.
We're not strippers, Henry.
I'm not asking for payment. I can care less. I enjoyed my viewing experience.
We have technology.
Secondly, anyways, back to the point. So, homeboy bucks up on me, yelling, hey,
again,
you're in my seat.
At the end of the day...
At the end of the day, Johan, you didn't have some random dude's crotch in your face.
He was in front of me. What the heck?
He wouldn't. Then he got to me.
Why would he have gone all the way into the seats?
Johan, did you not see when he got to me?
No.
He got to me.
He was like on me and Rohit the whole time.
No, he came to me.
Then you should have punched him. I don't know. F*** it. Don't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You look. You guys fight. I'm not gonna... if you're involved, I probably have to do something. I'd probably have to throw some hands.
Rohit will record for proof.
Rohit's very skinny. I don't think anything.
But look, you could fight. I'm not confrontational. There. There's my fucking thing. I'm not confrontational. I can care less.
Not at all. Which is why he didn't go get our seats.
Because I'm not gonna confront... You know what?
And the way... finally, when I did get up... By the way, also... When he did get up, this man did step up on me. I stepped back. And when he noticed I was physically bigger than him, he took a step back. And then
you should have just punched him. Oh my god, stop complaining. Jesus Christ.
Does this really bother you?
Anyway. It seems like you're more mad than I am.
No, I am.
I enjoyed my Avengers viewing session. You know what I did right after I did? Yeah. I took a seat, sipped my Sprite, watch the movie.
No. I'm not done yet.
Please, smaller sips, to last 3 hours.
Because Johan sat next to a random couple, and that's fine.
No, but I had a seat, a barrier between.
Obviously, I know. But Rohit sat at the front because he didn't know where to sit, and he didn't want to take any other people's
seats.
Why
did Rohit get in the guy's face then?
We're not getting...
See? Look. He gets mad at me.
Why didn't Rohit get...
Yeah.
First of all...
I don't care if he's skinny.
Family. Gang.
No, that gang. I'm not going to get in a fight, dude. I want to watch Endgame. I don't want
to
throw...
Why do you think I didn't throw hands? Back to the other part. So I went all the way up to the front with Rohit because I didn't want to leave my friend alone.
Uh-huh.
Johan still sat in the middle. Yeah.
You were like CG. You're like, here we go again.
Johan stayed in the middle and sat next to a couple.
Me and Rohit had to sit right up front.
There were two seats behind where I was.
So your necks were good?
Oh, our necks hurt.
And it was great. My necks didn't. My neck didn't.
Your neck was like this.
So as you can see, we had a great movie experience.
I had a great movie
experience. Because he went full beta.
Oh, okay.
Full anyways.
Beta? Yeah, no. I mean, a real man would have punched the guy.
Oh, coming from the one that immediately fled?
I didn't flee.
He fled.
I didn't. I waited. Look, once you said, all right, fine. Punch. I waited. Look, I literally sat in my seat until you said, all right, fine.
No, and then I told you, go get our seats.
I wasn't going to get them. So if you had punched, I mean, then I got to get in action.
But the only thing that I'm confused at is, why didn't you give him his ticket?
What?
The ticket you bought. Why didn't you give him the ticket?
It was on his phone.
It was on my phone.
Oh, damn. And nobody can grab John's phone because his history is a little too bad.
Oh, no. I'm not going to go into that.
But anyways, luckily...
You watched it two other times. Stop complaining.
But my first time was really...
I don't give a...
So, the moral of the story is, if you
your
watch
first
it...
first time wasn't good for you at watching Endgame, first time won't be great for your
that's
wife.
That's why he gave it a 9 out of 10. Because you ruined his experience. He was pissed off the entire movie.
So get this. The whole first half, that was the only thing I thought of.
And I'm you know what I did? As soon as that happened, I sat and I watched the movie. And the first hour and a half, I enjoyed. I enjoyed both hours and a half. I enjoyed all 3 hours and 2 minutes of the film. It was 2 hours. It was 2 minutes.
3 hours, 1 minute. That's what it says on my
Oh, my bad then. I thought, I saw...
Bro, you're off by a minute?
Yeah, I saw 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Kidding. I only see
it. But I enjoyed it from lights off to lights on. The lights didn't turn off or on here.
Thanos snapped both of you.
You seem like you're a lot more tense than I am about this.
No, it just makes me laugh, the whole situation. But that's a whole other story.
Again, you should have just swung.
No, because one, I would have gotten kicked out of the theater.
If we're being honest, you were supposedly gonna stay back for another showing.
I was.
They book you for a few hours, right? Then the next day we go again on the Friday and we go watch Endgame. And we try again.
Hey, it would have been fun knocking someone out. I'm just saying. Especially the high kid, he probably wouldn't have felt it. And he.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Anyways, Endgame.
Could I grab?
This is a whole large tangent. This is going to be a long episode, I feel.
Yeah, go. You start. Mr. Tangent.
He didn't get to pay attention to the movie. At least the first hour and a half.
Yeah, because he was like looking at his knuckles, going, "I should have punched him."
Mm-hmm.
No, because when Thor chopped off his head, I'm like, same.
I should have done that.
I should have gone for his
head. I should have gone for his head.
His penis head.
Ew. You mean his ball sack chin thing?
Ball sack chin.
But yeah, and then Thick Thor, you know.
Thick Thor. Thick TT? It's
pretty cool. I mean, it was
two C's or one?
I mean, look, it was funny. It was funny for like the first few minutes, and then like when he actually went into battle with
New
it, I was hurt.
69.
I was hurt about him going into battle like that.
That hurt me too.
I was hoping he'd get like shredded again.
I thought he was gonna, like, after his mom talked to him, I thought he was gonna take off for like 2 days, get shredded,
yeah, I mean,
and then come back
eat
and
eat a salad.
Like,
and guess
back.
What he didn't do? Eat a salad.
Yeah. Well, that's how he
did. If you think about it, though, he is. Like, low key, you guys in the beginning.
No, low key was barely in the movie.
Yeah, he disappeared. Damn, jokes!
I'm not doing that no more.
Puns! We have them!
Because Loki's been used as a pun so many times.
I know, that's what you always use.
So.
Anyways, keep going.
But no, in the beginning, Thor, you see Thor, well, that's the first thing you see Thor doing. He's eating and drinking. So, yeah. It's kind of like foreshadowing that's all he's going to do.
In when?
Remember when we first see the Avengers, like, all meeting up?
Yeah.
He's like, before he even speaks, you just see him eating and drinking.
That is true, yeah. You're right about that. That was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know how you even thought about that since the first hour and a half was you looking at your knuckles.
Because I saw it 3 times.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I need to watch it again.
No, you watched it 4 times.
Oh, yeah, and then I bootleg watched it the other... I mean, I watched it legally.
Yeah, AMC Stubs, that's who we are sponsored by.
Yes.
No, we're not sponsored by anyone.
We're not sponsored by
anyone. Is this your boogers?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have them?
No.
I just want to keep them.
So, yeah.
Anyways, yeah. But, okay, so movie's good.
So what did y'all, like, straight up think about, like, the intense beginning?
It was good. I mean, I thought it was kind of overdone. Like, maybe 30, 40 minutes of that, fine. I understand. Everyone's sad, mourning, you know, everyone is crying.
Cool.
Get over it. Find the time machine and do that. But it felt like it dragged on for, like, way too long. And it's just like, I like the part where they met Hulk and he was like super New York-y and he was like, "Hey, I'm Hulk." The kids are coming up. He's like, "Hey, Dab. Dab." And I was like,
"It's basically you.
It's basically me.
As a dad
when I'm older." So it was nice to see that. But it was just like those little segments I liked. But in between, like, when like Black Widow's like, have you found him? And everybody's like, we haven't found him. I think he's in China or in Japan. And then she's like, okay, make sure you find him because I miss him. And then,
she
what's his face?
Sandwich.
Don Cheadle comes back.
While eating a sandwich.
Yeah, Don Cheadle comes back and he's like, "Hey, what's wrong?"
No, Cap was the one who came in.
No, but he stayed afterwards.
Not for a little bit.
Yeah, for
like a minute.
A minute. He was like, "Hey, you know I love you." And then he just leaves. Freaking Tyquez. And then, Captain comes out of nowhere and he's like, "Hey, I'm going to beat you up. Or I'm going to throw a sandwich at you." Oh, no, she said she was going to throw a sandwich at him. And then... But again, it was just like these drag moments where I was like...
I mean, I feel like it kind of gave it humanity.
It's nice interactions, but again, going back to Infinity War, that movie starts off, let's do this. Like, it's literally in the first 20 minutes, action. Seriously, think about it.
I'm trying to remember Infinity War.
No, not even action in the first 20 minutes. It literally starts off with Hulk getting his ass beat.
Oh, that's true.
Thanos gave him hands.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it starts off, and people are dead. You're getting killed left and right. Like, people are getting chopped.
Hulk got, like, oh my god, yeah. He got his bell rung.
And then this one, it's like... It's what's
kids?
Hawkeye, kids? Kids?
Babe?
Kids?
Babe?
bit.
And then it cuts off, and you're like, okay, yeah, I know, it's sad, okay. And then it starts off with everybody else. We still miss everyone. We're sad. It's like, okay, we know, because in the first movie, you guys were sad, too. It literally ended
sad. But the last movie didn't show any of them, like, reacting, really. Just, like, they were sad, but this showed, like, the aftermath.
Yeah, but we know they're sad. What else do you want to know? They're sad, right? What is more sad?
Well, keep in mind, they didn't know how to get back. Like, the only person who did know how to get back, or, like, what they could do, or know a solution was... It was just trying to show desperation, I guess. Like,
I know, but for an hour and a half? Or for, like, for an hour, they're going
to
show...
How long did it take for Scott to show up?
I don't... It took at least 5 years. Hour.
Oh, thanks. I mean, like in the actual movie.
5 years, you're right. That's how long the movie is. It took
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it was like 40 minutes.
No, hold up. Okay.
40 minutes into where finally Scott comes out of that ugly ass van and he's like, hey!
Where the true hero shows
is
up.
Is anyone here? Yeah, I didn't see Louise.
Probably because he's gone.
Dang, that is sad. I didn't see Louise. Where the freak is Louise? He wasn't in the entire movie.
Think about it. That's Louise's van.
That was Louise's van.
Well, he was probably at, what was it? With the security. He was with T.I. and the other dude.
Yeah, I.T.
But... and Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga. Or something like that. But, no. Think about it. Yeah, they're probably all snapped.
I know, but...
Also, Evangeline Lilly... did something to me this movie. I don't know.
Who's that?
Hope Van Dyne. The Wasp.
You mean is it Van Dyke?
It's Van Dyne.
Oh my god.
Rob Van Dam. The basic thugonomics. Sorry. There's a fly in here.
But anyways.
Hey man, Taken Over Earth will still kick in your anus.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were we saying? Oh yeah, so the real hero of this movie, that rat.
Which rat?
The one that got Ant-Man out of the portal.
Yo, you know, what sucks now that I think about it, right?
What?
One of two things could have happened. San Francisco could have either gotten cleaner or shittier. Like, there's already poop everywhere, from what people say, in San Francisco.
And now there's human poop.
Well, it was human poop all along. But, yeah. It's like, supposedly it's a really shitty city, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, literal street.
Oh.
But it could either have gotten cleaner or worse. That's my question. These are the real things that Avengers Endgame didn't answer. York. Yeah, but supposedly like San Francisco's worse. Like if you show a poop cleaner, like of San Francisco. I mean, New York's also probably a bigger city than San Francisco.
I don't know. I've never been to San Francisco. New York's way bigger. I'm a Los Angelino. Not really.
Not really. You're more of an Atlantean.
I am an Atlantean.
You're a Mexican.
Well, that too. But
Beaner.
Yeah.
Okay. Frijolero.
Dang. Wow. Said you're a freeloader.
Actually, I don't know. What do they call Salvadorians?
Pupusetas.
Guanaco?
Guanacos, yeah.
Don't you eat pupusas?
Pupusas are delicious.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I had like a... I had a... My gosh,
South American?
I had a... Well, that's a...
You're South American.
That's arepas. But,
you ceviche eating bastard.
Yeah.
You, fool.
Oh, yeah, me.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Once I had pupusas of, like, with a zucchini in it, and, you know,
zucchini?
In the words of the great, I forgot the actor from, you know what, I gotta look it up now.
Anyways, no, so, let's talk about this one thing. So, Doctor Strange, and I saw this on, I was looking at a lot of YouTube crap. Doctor Strange saw 14 million ways this could end, right?
Yeah.
So, there's...
So basic thugonomics.
Yes. So it had to go down to a rat stepping on a button.
Yeah.
And freeing Ant-Man.
That's why. Yeah. I mean...
So you realize there's another timeline in which...
The rat never did that.
And
everyone died.
Everyone died.
Well, half of them died.
Half of them stayed dead.
Yeah.
Ant-Man stayed in the quantum realm for, like, forever.
Oh! Okay, in the words of the great Julien from Disney Channel France. Disney Channel France.
Croissant!
I love zucchini! And so, yeah, that zucchini pupusa was delicious. Back to that. So, does that mean that in, like, does that mean that in the other 14 million, they just couldn't defeat Thanos and all of them lived unhappily ever after?
Basically, it seems like it.
That's crazy.
You hate to see it.
You think of one of those realities, Thor cracked cheeks? I mean, not Thor, Hulk.
oh yeah, there's a freaking storyline that Hulk kills everything.
Right? I said cracks cheeks.
Yeah,
like, seriously. Blows backs. Not physical back. Like, not...
He has sex.
He has sexual intercourse.
You know Johan is in with a new young lingo?
With Black Widow? Black Widow. With Black Widow?
I don't know.
And his Hulk.
I never said specifics.
Dude, just imagine... Okay, just think about this. You know how Hulk can control his Hulk now? And his little Hulk?
So, in the comics, the only way he could have sex is with another, technically with another Hulk, right?
So She-Hulk.
Yeah. And, but the thing is, She-Hulk's his cousin.
Perfect.
So. Yeah. So that was in the old man Logan storyline, and all his children are inbred and like basically retarded.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Sorry, not to be racist, or.
You don't care anymore.
I know.
Like
I know.
I'm gonna have to face all.
Season two is gonna be amazing with Johan and Henry. Or Henry and John. How does that work?
Or maybe just Henry.
Or maybe just Henry, because this one over here on my right hasn't even done an episode on his.
What?
Oh, yeah, he has, actually.
I have. I dropped a new episode a few weeks ago. It was in the fifth.
How many weeks?
At the fifth. Two or three. We have to do an NBA prediction one to cover. We'll probably do
did
one
you just,
the finals.
Did you just basically quote
your... He plugged himself.
He plugged himself one more... Again?
On his
tech. I'm forever going to... I want to plug myself on every podcast I ever do.
I'm never going to get you on board.
April 12th, so...
Speaking of which, real quick...
Coco... Oh, I watched Coco that day, too. Coco's a great movie.
I heard it was alright.
It is a great movie.
It's a... Made me tear up.
Is it about Mexicans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet, bro.
It's about,
home for you,
it's
Henry.
About building the wall. What were you going to say?
Building walls?
I hate y'all. Anyways. I will also... We will be getting two episodes this week, too.
Once you can finally record it or edit it.
Yeah, so with my special guest, Flip It and Reverse It with...
That's the name of the guy, Flip It and Reverse It?
No, that's the name of their podcast. Thing is, do I use his real name?
I don't know.
I mean, is he going to use his
real name? Because he always changes his name.
Yeah.
He changes his name?
Yeah, and every one of his... Oh, you don't listen to his podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, but if the guy one day does the Pizza Time podcast and I'm featured in it, I might listen to it.
All right. Yeah, awesome. So...
Wait, is he from Montana?
Yeah, Montana.
Mountain Mama. No, I'm just kidding.
That's I mean, he probably has to talk to people anyway because there's like a population of like two probably.
Montana!
Why you got a...
Rose Montana? Because it... Look. Has yet... Do we...
I have two very good friends in Montana.
Him and
the homegirl Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, wait. He said his name on the podcast before.
Then, yeah. I think he has.
If he has, then you're
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, so the homie Denzel and Jasmine from Flip It and Reverse It are going to be on. You probably would have heard it by now. But, yeah, we were going to talk theories.
This was supposed to be after.
This is supposed to be after.
Then post it after.
Well, anyway. But, yeah.
No, I'll do this one tomorrow and I'll be done.
Before he even posts.
Yeah.
90% true.
For all it's worth, man, even though I, you know, don't get on this podcast a lot, I don't post, it doesn't take me a fucking week to produce and edit a podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have a full-time job and...
It doesn't matter.
I do too. It doesn't matter?
No. I literally have edited a podcast in 2 minutes.
Oh. So why do you...
So why don't you edit this one?
Do you want me to? Because I'm not going to go in and bleep it. I'm going to cut.
Yeah, that's
if you want, simple. if you're, it's simple because I'm not gonna go in and fix what I'm saying.
It's for simple-minded folks.
Unless one of us says something that's so bad.
Oh man, I want to say something so bad right now.
If you do, then you're gonna be the one
editing it.
So
yeah, so doesn't really matter.
I mean, you can say it. I'm not.
I don't know.
Like out of nowhere, there's just gonna be a beep in the
background. Yeah,
beep.
Everyone's gonna wonder what did he say.
What did Henry say? But I'm not gonna tell you.
Yeah, we're not gonna say it. But anyways, God. We really can't stay on topic.
No, we can't.
All right, so we were talking about how Ant-Man got out.
Yeah.
All right, no. How about this? Everyone knows what the movie is. Everyone saw the damn movie.
No, it's DC. My little sister hasn't.
It's DC.
I know people who haven't watched it, and I'm like...
Which are dumb.
No, and they're like,
you know what pisses me off?
I mean, they accepted that they're going to get the movie spoiled for them anyway.
Yeah, no, it just pisses me off. We haven't seen it. It's been a week. Shut the hell up.
If you didn't watch it over the weekend, you didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
If you haven't watched it by... It's like, I'll give it till Monday. The Monday after. It's like, if you haven't watched it by then, you really didn't care.
Yeah. You get the full weekend, right? There's millions of shows.
You've had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday at the latest, I'll give you. After then, you haven't watched it?
You know what? I'll give you Tuesday matinee.
And there we go. Because you get the $5.
Okay. But like,
but after that, no, I hate you. You should have watched it by then.
Yeah, basically.
I've watched it 4 times in the span that it is taking you to not watch it at all. Yeah. So, y'all had the chance.
I just realized something. You know how you guys always talk about copyright and with music?
Yeah.
I once played, what is it? Many Men by 50 Cent in my old podcast by over 10 seconds. And it nothing happened.
I told you, nothing's going to happen. No one you know listens why? To this. No one's going to listen to you or this podcast.
It's not going to happen until, like, or if we ever, like, get really big.
Yeah, seriously.
So until that day, I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll be fine.
We'll be fine. But yeah, back to the main point. Let's just say what the parts we really liked and the parts we really didn't like. Because everyone knows the damn movie. We're not going to give a synopsis of it.
What part did you enjoy?
All right, there's this one part that I didn't know how to feel about.
Okay.
So, do y'all remember that? It's like, and y'all know the part. It's Spider-Man has the gauntlet, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's basically, like, done. Homeboy just got smacked around, and he's like, and then Captain Marvel shows up, and she's about to, like, go to the van and take it back, you know what I'm saying? And then, out of all coincidence, he's like, how are you going to get across there? And all the women show up in that one spot.
That one spot was weird.
And I'm just like, well, in the first moment, I'm like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like, those are the queens. Yeah. Yes.
Better than Diana and Wonder Woman. Because DC only has one.
One. That's why it's called Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
It's O-N-E.
D-E-R. O-N-E. Yeah.
Like Wonder Woman.
And she's wandering by herself.
Was it Hot Girl?
That ain't even on the big screen.
Yeah, she's only on the small screen. On one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Keep going, Henry. Many Women of Marvel.
I'm not going to comment on the DC thing, but back to the main point.
It's not our fault that they can't make movies.
Wonder Woman was a great movie.
Yeah, the only one Wonder that was like
5 years
ago.
Have you seen it?
What, Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I watched it with you.
Making
the
sure.
The day of.
Making sure.
Aquaman sucks.
Aquaman was a good movie.
It was, you know
way
what?
Less
it was,
than
hold
Shazam.
On, hold on.
Shazam was a great movie.
Better than Aquaman.
I can tell you, I remember like the day, I can remember it was.
You enjoyed Suicide Squad.
I f***ing love Suicide Squad.
That's on the both of y'all. Cause you know what? And, hey, I got a SpongeBob quote for all DC movies not named Wonder Woman.
Have you seen Shazam yet?
That one's good, man.
I heard that one's good though.
It's
okay,
really good.
All
really
movies good. Leading up, or all movies that aren't Shazam or Aquaman. I've heard Aquaman's rough.
Aquaman's good.
I've heard it's the dialogue that's trash.
Ashley liked Aquaman more than she liked Shazam, and I was very upset with.
All right,
I think it's just
okay.
Well,
okay, well,
for one thing.
Aquaman. I think I just love little boys.
Look! The Snyder films and the Suicide Squad.
No.
This is in the words of a famous quote from SpongeBob.
Okay.
Oh, it's not playing.
Wow.
I was gonna say
my all those movies. Watch The Watchmen.
Watchmen's a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie's.
Let's
awesome.
Try this one more time.
Oh,
in the word, in a famous SpongeBob quote, this is what the Suicide Squad and all the Snyder movies.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This guy? So Snyder? Or
yeah.
The movies?
Him.
No.
No, Snyder's alright. He made 300.
Never watched it.
Oh my god. How are you? And I'm letting you
and
be
Watchmen,
on this podcast?
And Watchmen was awesome too. Dude, seriously, that movie's good. It's on Netflix. Please, just
is it?
Please, just
I'll
watch,
watch
it tonight
it. I'll
or
watch
something.
It. I heard it's
tomorrow.
Good.
It's,
I've heard
Watchmen is very good. It was ahead of its time.
It's good.
Because back then people didn't like it.
Yeah, if it comes out now and if they like that slow ass burn of Endgame, they'll sure as hell like this
slow
movie.
Slow ass burn of Endgame. I loved every minute of Endgame. Yeah. I had at no point.
So
bored.
Did half of the population.
Jokes. We have them.
Jokes. Jokes for days. Ha ha.
Okay, you really have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you're gonna probably get it out earlier than I am.
Ha
ha.
Yeah,
yours is. Nah,
I'll. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, right. So we're just having soundboards now?
I'm down.
I'm gonna take out a soundboard.
Hold
Arnold,
up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I'll look for a random soundboard too.
I'll drop another bomb.
What?
Well, play it.
Oh, well, I'm trying to think. It's a.
Oh, but anyway, so give me y'all's opinion on that scene.
Spider-Man 2 is better than The Dark Knight.
Whoa! Which Spider-Man 2? Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 2.
It's better than The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give you that.
I love The Dark Knight, but damn it, No, I'll tell you. I saw a mashup of Civil War, and it was like Tony when they're like, "You have a plan" or something like that. They're like talking about Spider-Man, and instead they show like the New York City skyline, but from the Spider-Man 2, from like the Spider-Man Tobey Maguire movies, with the theme playing in the background, and it's just him looking at his costume, and I forgot the name of his neighbor, his neighbor's daughter, but she's like, "Pete, you have a phone call." And the phone call is like, "Hey, it's Tony Stark." And I'm like, if that, if I ever saw, and I kind of like, I watered up a little.
Wait, what?
It was like a mashup of if Tobey Maguire was the Spider-Man.
I said that to Steven.
Yeah, no lie, I kind of like felt emotional. I'm like, if that happened, I probably would have cried.
My mother.
I don't know.
Everybody chill.
Questions. Let's see. Ask questions.
I hope that answers a little bit to your question. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Is that Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah, it is.
I've seen him do
it. Speak to my wife.
Same.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Oh, where is she? I found a good one.
Which one?
Give it a second. Give me 1 second.
How about you just
don't call anybody?
Okay, because you know what I'll do? I'll
call an equal opportunity ass kicker.
What was that?
That's the goat. The goat of times before.
Oh, man. You know what?
I've got balls of steel.
Duke Nukem?
Pasta. Nine. You talking to me?
Is that a Thanos soundboard?
It's just a soundboard. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm going to look up a Thanos soundboard.
Anyways.
Say hello to my little friend.
Is that from Spider-Man 2? That sounds like it.
That sounds like somebody drilling your mouth.
I saw this boat in half!
Oh, the goat fell swift! I saw this boat in half!
Anyways, alright, back to what we were talking about. Wow, we really ran off the train on this one.
This is like Thanos from a video
game. Now I'm really pissed off.
Alright, I'm done with the consensus.
I'm gonna get medieval on your asses.
Is it sad that I played all those games?
Okay. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Hey, it blinked it out for me. Perfect.
All women are queens. If she breathes,
she's a thug.
Oh, did you get meme soundboard?
Yeah.
I'm going to download that, too. I feel like it's an important addition.
Yeah, we're all Apple users here.
Yeah, you. Remember, it used to be Samsung. This is a long ass episode, by the way. What minute are we on?
25.
And, oh, never mind. And we have barely done the end game talk.
I'm just kidding. We're on 52.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well,
this is gonna be like a 2-hour thing.
It's gonna be 3 hours. Let's make it 3 hours.
Let's do it.
All right, but I think for me, probably the best movie of the whole film was. It started off when
best
you
movie
saw
of the whole film.
No, the best part scene? Of the whole okay. film yeah. was. All you heard was on your left, and you saw all the.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I teared up. I still kind of get emotional. I watched that scene yesterday, and I kind of got emotional, like the whole score. And then when Spider-Man appears, and.
Mr. Duck, we're still here.
But, like, everybody shows up, and you're like.
Everybody.
Like, and then to the point where Doctor Strange is like, is that everybody?
Yeah. It's freaking crazy.
But, I mean, it was just... It's such a crazy scene. That meant... And then you finally hear the two words, Avengers Assemble.
The thing is, I wish he would have yelled it.
Yeah, he said, Avengers Assemble.
And I'm like...
No one
heard you. That's what I'm saying. You're on a giant battlefield.
Yeah,
you have
Thor's hammer up your right now. It's shooting lightning. Like,
okay,
no one's gonna
but
hear
let's talk about basically the coolest part of the movie. The second coolest part. When Ant-Man got in Thanos'
Yeah. Oh. That scene was quite amazing. I mean, the canal on that man is wild. He's
so who would have guessed Thanos' ass is green?
This you know what's worse? This whole time we've had the movie spoiled for us and we didn't believe it.
We did not.
Yeah, seriously. I think somebody on Instagram just edited little Ant-Man. Just
also would have thought Thanos was hung. No.
No,
I guess it was cold.
I think we kind of established that in the beginning. Wow, he killed half the population because he has a small wee-wee.
Wow. What?
That's a lot of memes.
Oh,
hi, Mark.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes. Oh. You've been known!
I thought that was you laughing from the other, the other podcast. What the hell?
Even now! I'm so happy.
Alright, anyways.
Oh, wait, that's actually gonna be copyrighted.
Yes.
I hate you guys.
Well, you don't have to hate me for long. I'm,
yo!
Once after this, I'm gone.
Let's go!
The USSR won!
No, that's
mission
no,
failed!
No. That's out for our favorite Russian spy, Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Rest
Johan, play it.
Rest in peace. Play
it for the homie Black Widow. May she...
Her and her ballet.
And her not being able to have children.
And her, like, slowly
she's
losing
sterile?
Her accent. Yeah.
Did you not?
Did you not see the movie?
Which movie? I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Wasn't it an Ultron?
It would have been an Ultron, because that's when they went to the past. Remember Wanda took them all to their past? It's like their distorted past. Like
yes, it was an Ultron.
Yeah.
It was an Ultron because then she was talking to Hulk. And yeah. She was like,
well,
we can never be together, you know, like, we can't. And she's like, well, even if I wanted to, I can't have kids.
And yeah, cause, no, because he's like, a family and all, I can't give that to you. And he's like, she's like, well, I can't. And he's like, oh.
He's like, oh, well, mini Hulk is sad now.
Basically, she was like, it doesn't matter that we can't bang, I love you. Also... That's the other thing that kind of bothered me. When she died, I feel like Hulk should have been hit a little more because supposedly he loved her. I mean, he was hit pretty hard, but...
I mean, he tried reviving her or, like, tried going back in time to get her, but he's like,
I guess he tried.
I'm sorry, Tony, I couldn't.
Also, yeah, Hulk really has, like, the deepest New York accent.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, man.
But, like, so there was that one part when he was about to put the gauntlet on, he's like, it's like... I was made for this.
Yeah.
Like, his super face and his lip, too. I was like, yo,
super
this man
York.
From the Bronx.
Yeah, man. No, Queens, homie.
Queens? Oh, dang.
Hey, Queens.
Oh, my God. That, too.
What?
Also, like, the little things here and there where the Avengers, like, remembered things.
Yeah.
Like, how Black Panther remembered Hawkeye's name.
Oh, yeah. Because
you remember in the airport scene, he's like, hi, I'm Clint. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then T'Challa this time was like, yo, Clint.
Yeah.
And he's like,
no, I didn't catch that.
Wow,
that's my bad.
Well, no, it's okay. He watched it 3 times. Oh, 4 times, sorry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he would pick up on
only
everything.
3 because one time he couldn't focus.
Yeah, he couldn't focus. His neck
actually,
was broken.
Yeah. No, the first time, the first half, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Because I was angry, but then...
I watched it once.
Yeah.
I want to watch it again.
We really should.
I'll watch it probably later.
But,
I'll let you know.
But, yeah, but... What was I saying? Also, Captain America stole someone's wife.
And I stand.
That's our captain.
That's America's ass.
That's America's ass, yep.
It's like, because think about
can
it.
Can we just, okay, sorry, my bad. I just want to say that probably the best character in the whole movie was Scott.
Batman?
Yeah. Like, he provided a nice little, there's an entertaining.
Because if you think about it, Scott was like the most human of them all.
Yeah, Scott has no superpowers. His ability comes from the suit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
And he barely fights.
Yeah.
He goes, gets small. And then as he enlarges, the impact of that gets stronger. So that's the only reason why.
Hey, I feel like he's still going to be a pretty important Avenger in the next movies.
I mean, technically speaking, in the comics, Ant-Man was one of the, like, founding members of the Avengers.
The original Ant-Man.
Hank Pym.
Not him.
Which...
Oh, yeah, but also, the thing is they're trying to keep that away because, again, also in the comics...
He was racist?
No, he beat his wife.
Oh, wait, I was waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for an opportunity to put that in. And there we go. He used to beat his wife.
Yeah.
Diddle little kids. Look at a random female through her windows, making him a peeping Tom. Shrink down so small to where she can't see him.
Do you want me to name some?
And peep Tom.
Do you want me to just name things that the Avengers have done?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like,
okay, so
Carol Danvers was raped by her son.
Who's Carol?
By her son?
Look
at this dude. Hey, that was supposed to be...
Wait, Carol is,
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was raped by her son?
Yeah.
What? She didn't have kids.
Alright, so... and it's really messed up. So, her son goes back to the past...
Where do I find Sweet Home Alabama on here?
To have sex with her.
Yo,
so that he can be born.
My man's had the Oedipus thing. The reverse Oedipus.
What?
Yeah.
He knew the whole time.
But he didn't come out retarded?
No, he came in her.
And you know what was really messed up? All the Avengers were cool with it. Like they were at the hospital.
The shield protects.
They were at the hospital, like, saying congratulations.
Yeah, you saw Nick Fury just doing this. Congratulations.
Yeah. And then, Hank Pym used to beat Janet Van Dyne. Like, it's straight up. Also, Hank Pym created Ultron originally.
Yeah, I remember that. You told me that one.
But yeah, that's why they wanted to.
What about Iron Man? What did he do? He's just drunk, right?
He was a really bad alcoholic.
Oh, I can't. I don't have to do that for that.
That's just a normal Hispanic thing to do. What else?
Name one. I'll see if I can find one.
Captain America. He's a racist.
I have nothing for that either.
No, that's a court case. You can be sent to.
For racist? I mean, come on, dude.
For being racist,
he was a secret Nazi.
That's still nothing.
Nazism is a big thing, Bucko. You don't see Nazis walking around.
I'm kidding.
Oh man.
By all clarifications, look, I'm a minority,
yeah, in the 40s and stuff. If you think about it, he was technically a racist.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about like hardcore crimes. Right,
what about Black Widow? Nothing.
Kill people.
Cool.
Well, no, yeah, she had to kill people.
Everybody knows.
Well, he was sexually abused.
Who?
The Hulk.
I want to say that happened in the original Hulk movie.
It did.
Oh, yeah. His dad was like...
Are
we talking about...
He didn't sexually abuse him.
Luthorino?
He beat him.
Yeah, he beat him.
But the thing is, even as a kid when I saw that movie, I felt like there was something off.
Yeah, no, but...
Like the tone was a little weird. Like, he would abuse his wife, and then it felt like he also abused the kids... But not in a physical way of, like, punching. It felt like...
He did other stuff, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I picked up on the Hulk. I was like, this is weird,
you know,
man.
As an older person, I've yet to watch that movie. I watched the movie as a kid all the time.
Are you on this podcast?
What? No, I've seen the movie a good amount of times. The question is, why would I want to go back and watch it? It was not good.
It's good. The first Hulk movie is good.
The one with Eric Bana?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good. Like, there's certain movies that have like certain tastes. It's like a dirty wine.
It's a weird movie, dude. It's a weird movie, man.
It is weird, but again, I had the action.
And not that the Edward
one.
Is it Edward Norton?
This tall? Huh?
Edward Norton.
Not that one's any better. You remember like those when we were kids? They used to sell like those figure soaps.
Yes.
And like, there's a Hulk one where like I think you twist off the head and you got to. It was like shampoo or something.
I remember because I was jealous because I went in your bathroom once and you had it. And I'm like, what the hell? Why can't I have this? All I had was the lame, normal stuff. All right, name another one.
And then you stole my toys.
I did.
All right, I'm done with that because I'm overkilling it.
Thanos.
Oh, but with me on the podcast, I'm not going to introduce the soundboard.
You should.
Well, Thanos has done a lot of weird stuff.
Well, what's the worst thing he's ever done?
Kill people.
Everyone in Marvel kills somebody.
Well, there's...
Even Batman.
Emotionally abuse his daughter.
There's this one storyline going on right now where he basically took over the universe. He has the Hulk as a pet, and he feeds people... Oh, no, he has the Hulk on a chain.
Dang.
And he feeds people to the Hulk.
That sounds awesome.
Like, I think there's a whole panel of it, and it shows the bones, and it has Captain America... And like a few like Daredevil's bones and all these other
things. I feel like he would look at a woman and just go. He'd just look at a woman and go. God damn
it. Dude, it's over. Now that I found this, it's over for any of the podcasts I do.
Daughter. That's all I wanted to say. It's all.
Inevitable.
This podcast is going to go down the tubes in season 2. I can already tell.
When you come back, hey, after the first episode. And move on to episode 2. And then after episode 2. And then when you come back.
Aw, here we go.
Here we go again. But, no, I mean, alright. So I think that scene was really cool. The Avengers Assemble.
Oh, yeah.
Carol coming and destroying, like, all the ships, you know.
That was pretty sick.
That was awesome.
That was her cool part. She just...
Pew! I think probably also was Captain America getting Mjolnir. That was crazy because I mean that I didn't expect that to happen, but
my one gripe with that is how the hell does he know how to use it?
Probably yeah, because he's seen Thor use it.
No.
How do you call the lightning?
Like he straight up. There was one more. Like I get it, the swinging and stuff. Like just hitting it.
You know, here's my thing about it.
Yeah.
I think you guys are overanalyzing it and just take it as fan service. It's just fan take service. It as dude. It's been 11 years.
I know, but
no. Look, the more you overanalyze, again, here's the thing with any movie. The more you overanalyze any single movie,
yes,
you find all the flaws.
Yes. But think about it. I've seen it 4 times, so I'm going to overanalyze it now. The first few times, yes, I enjoyed.
Question: you like all the Star Wars movies?
John, don't start with this.
No, yes, no, but do.
Yes, I do.
Watch each and every one of them, and now you can see that sucks. Our favorite movie, which we both have said, is Episode 3.
Yes.
It's considered a prequel, and people hate the prequels. No, and I get that. I love the prequels, too. I love every single Star Wars movie. But there's flaws in every movie. I could watch Episode 3. If I watch it 2 times in a row, I will hate it.
I love how we know exactly what we're talking about, too. By the way, people can't see what we're doing, but we just did, like, 2 motions, and we know exactly what it is. Anyways, you don't know what we just did?
What'd you just do?
Alright, do yours first.
No. You don't get it? Steven might do it better. You don't get it?
No,
it was Darth Maul.
It was Darth Maul, like...
When he
the switch.
When he grabs the switch with, like, a piece of, like, rock and he, like, shuts
opens
it.
Opens the door and then he just does the lightsaber thing.
Dude.
Oh, my bad. It's been some time since I watched the worst movie in the Star Wars. Actually, which one's worse? 1 or 2?
Episode 4 is the worst.
Nobody's asking your opinion.
Last Jedi.
Episode 4.
You think Last Jedi is the worst movie of all?
Remember, I don't hate any of them. Actually, Attack of the Clones. Attack of the Clones.
Nah.
Amen.
I can't say it. The thing is, I don't know. I have a bias to it because I met them. Anyways.
My bad. Didn't mean to click on the alley.
But,
dude, that whole part where he's talking to her about sand. Okay. And then they're, like, rubbing each other and all that. And it's really weird. And all I gotta say is, oh, and then Padme had eyes for a guy who was under 18.
He was 19.
Well, not in episode 1.
Are you an angel?
Are you an angel?
No, but say, are you an angel?
Okay.
Are you an angel?
These are their stories.
After that, it's game over for Anakin. I just farted, man. Okay, but final thoughts on
hold
the
on,
movie.
I'm trying to think of a...
So can...
y'all give me a second.
No, there's just so much to unravel.
I know. I mean, go see the movie. It's pretty good.
Okay, no, let's go back to the thing. Steve stole someone's wife.
That is true.
Yeah, let me. I'm trying to think of other things.
Steve stole someone's wife.
Captain America's now black.
Have you seen issue with that? Racist?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, that's going by the comics.
Honest.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
I wish, personally...
He was Mexican.
That... No, that he it was the one-armed wolf.
Ow!
Oh, the white wolf?
Yeah, that one.
Let's see what else. Also, Spider-Man and his, like, most of his classmates were snapped.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder, like, what happened to that school? Like, did those guys just graduate and then the people who were already in that grade just came back?
I think so. So, like, does that mean, like... So think about it, people...
That means that MJ had to have been snapped, right?
Yeah, and they had to. Like, it has to be perfect. Like, that group that he was with, of his friends...
Well, conveniently, everybody, like...
Or unless Ned Leeds is a dumbass.
I mean, look, as if we think about it, right, half of the Avengers weren't snapped.
Uh-huh.
It was more than half.
No. The thing is, those kids had to have gotten snapped. You know why? Because of the new movie, Far From Home.
Yeah.
Because then it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because then it's 5 years later, all of them would have been gone.
Exactly.
And then he comes back, Ned, and he's like upstairs in the computer room. He's like, "Huh, Peter?
I'm 22 now. What do you want?"
With Aunt May,
yeah, with
Aunt May. Does that mean Aunt May disappeared?
Oh my god! No, actually, she wouldn't have changed much.
She wasn't even there.
Oof.
Tony would have been very upset,
and she aged like fine wine. Sorry.
No, I like Clint's wife better.
Huh. Oh, Linda Cardellini.
Yeah. All right.
Natasha Romanoff.
I'm sorry.
New York Hulk.
Hey. Hey, bunny talk.
His sweaters, bro.
Oh, the sweaters. Hulk sweaters. And that glass on his glasses, man.
No, but Ooh. Straight up, Hulk looked like a Brooklyn hipster.
Yeah. He looked like Mark, what's his name? Mark Ruffalo?
He is Mark Ruffalo.
No, I know, but he looked like
him. I hope he looks like him. I don't. Man, Tony Stark looks just like Robert Downey Jr.
He just looked like a green Mark Ruffalo. That's all he looked like. That's why I like him, too.
Hey, man. Hulk from, like, the 1980s looks like a green Lou Ferrigno. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry.
Didn't land.
It's okay. I didn't do anything. I think you had a soundbite still there.
Oh, I have something. I just can't think of a way to incorporate it.
What? Which one is it?
No, I'm not saying. Once I get it.
You remember that?
No, I don't follow memes.
Anyways.
I don't like memes.
Also, Gamora's out there now.
Single ready to mingle.
So they're pulling a Futurama? What the hell?
What?
They're pulling a Futurama now? Right. The ending of Futurama was...
I never saw the ending of it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, don't explain it then. Alright, fine. But anyways... So think about it. So, does that mean that... So what happened to the Gamora that was lost in the Soul Stone?
Nothing.
She's still there.
No, she's dead. Remember, the Soul Stone doesn't bring back anyone. Once you're dead from the Soul Stone, you're dead. You become part of the stone.
Well...
You hate to see it.
No, it's true.
I mean, yeah, but... Yeah, I guess.
Because think about it. Weren't they going to make a movie of Black Widow?
Yeah.
So it's got to be a prequel. Or it's got to be at least...
I feel like that kind of ruins it for me, though.
It's got to be at least 6 or 7 years before this happened.
Yeah. I mean, again, it kind of ruins it. Because, yeah, you get to see how she becomes this, but you know she's not going to die.
Yeah.
Like, so anytime she's in danger, it's the...
Well, I'll be cool if they actually kill her, and then they make it seem like it was not her the whole time, and they pull like a 007 where Black Widow always becomes a new Black Widow.
New Bond movie coming soon.
Well, obviously.
Can't wait.
Those never stop coming.
Yeah.
And they don't stop coming, and the years stop coming. Like, you're gonna say so. You're gonna do a dumb soundbite, right?
I have a dumb soundbite.
Damn.
Anyways, well.
Again, season 2, downhill. I'm already telling you. Right now.
Are you done recording?
No!
Oh, sorry. The hell do you want, Sabine? I didn't even say first time guest on the podcast, my sister, Sabine.
Hello, Sabine. Welcome to the podcast.
We literally didn't even talk, and then you yelled at us.
Hello.
Melanie's always welcome, though. What's up, girl?
Hello, it's Sabine, guys.
It's
even though I might sound like a man, I'm
ASMR.
Not.
It's your boy.
Oh, what's it called? Did you girls like Endgame and Men?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a very good... That movie made me cry.
Remember how I was talking about the one scene about the women?
Yeah.
So I saw it again with Jennifer, and right when that happened, Jennifer's first thing she said was like, feminist.
Yes, that shit annoyed the hell out of me. Like, okay, I get it, feminist,
My
all like,
the rest.
Girl, okay, like, I'm not a feminist or anything,
sorry.
Like, nor do I really give a shit about it, but, like, the only reason they put that in there was so that feminists wouldn't f***ing get mad.
That's and they put that one gay guy so then gay people won't get mad.
Just so that the gay people won't get mad, like, I get it and all, but, like, bro, like, stop being so f***ing sensitive. Oh, God, when we were watching that part, I literally went f***ing feminist.
It was funny.
And he was, like, dying.
That's my lunch tomorrow, man.
There's a spider that fell in there.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. I liked it. Like I said, I don't mind it. Also, the Wasp, I don't know, whenever she pulls up, I'm just like, yo, what's up?
She's going to sting you, be careful.
I hope she does. She can sting me any day. Melanie, you too. What up? But yes.
Oh, I got brain freeze.
Back to the point.
The Wasp. It has the point.
Steven, did you just make a pun?
What was the pun?
The Wasp has the point. Because
mm-hmm.
The Wasp.
Wow, now that we explained it, you killed it. Thanks, bro.
I'm
so
mad about the feminist, bro.
Shut up, Jennifer.
Okay, well, Are we done with this?
I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot more we could have unpacked, but we're just really tired.
What else do we got?
Where do they go? Okay, so I guess you guys already talked about where you guys go on from. Where are they going from here? I'm saying they go Secret War. A little edited, but I think they go. They bring in Doctor Doom.
You know that white guy, that random white kid that was in the end.
That was from Iron Man 3.
Yeah, the little kid that was helping him do the stuff in the bar.
Did you watch Iron Man 3?
Clearly, I didn't, but I thought it had more of a significance.
I thought it was Quicksilver from X-Men.
He technically saved
that's
his life. So.
And I was like, that's how they integrate X-Men into it.
Well, Quicksilver died
in MCU.
Yeah, he died in
Ultron. Also, why didn't he come back? I wanted them to bring Quicksilver back. Like,
No, but the thing is, they're going to have to bring him back. Not that Quicksilver.
They don't.
But the X-Men Quicksilver.
They probably don't.
Not really. Because they already have Wanda.
They're going to merge them together, is what I'm trying to say. Or at least the new generation will. Because remember, they're back in the 70s or whatever.
As they say in the Bond movies, you only live twice. I'm so sorry. That's the intro from CSI Miami, and it's really funny.
No, we all know what the hell it is. It's just that joke didn't deserve it.
I know.
I love you, John. But f*** off with that f***ing soundboard.
Can you die?
But will not die.
Like, in the future, before, or like after me? Because I miss you too much. And I hope it's painless.
Can you get stuck in a soul stone and never come back?
If you eat my chips...
All right, I think it's time to end it. Steven, did you get your phone? Everybody's making too much sound. Like I said, I think they go Doctor Doom and they do Latveria and Secret War and all that.
I think they just revive Fantastic Four and they bring back X-Men and they restart the shit that they messed up. That Fox messed up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that they incorporate Doctor Doom and they do the whole...
Fantastic Four again.
The whole Secret War thing after they set up X-Men.
Back in New York, maybe.
Kind of, yeah.
And then the thing is, now the contract's up. The contract's up for Spider-Man after Far From Home. He goes back to Sony. So then Venom 2 will have Spider-Man in it now also.
No, keep him in the MCU.
The thing is, they're not going to.
They better.
Sony owns Spider-Man.
I don't need any Sony Spider-Man movies. I've seen all of them.
The best ones were the first two, original.
The best two, yes, but I think that
then
we need
again, remember,
Spider-Man.
Sony likes... Towards the end, Sony will start messing up.
Sony pony,
because
Sony pony.
You realize Sam Raimi had good plans for it until Sony started interfering.
Because like, hey!
They
want
to have dual villains and then...
They're like, invite Sandman and Venom. He's like, we're just trying to focus on Sandman. No, oh, get that...
Put
get
Venom!
That black, get the black Venom in there!
He's like, and you know who we want? Who? The guy from that 70s show. Ashton Kutcher? No, the other one.
Oh, no.
Wilmer Valderrama?
No! The other one!
Oh my god, I forgot his name.
The stoner guy?
The stoner guy?
The least threatening looking one!
Ah.
Hey guys, it's me.
Donna?
Eddie Brock.
Donna? Donna?
No, we want Aaron.
Randy!
Randy. And then they bring freaking Harry back and they give him like amnesia. Like, it's so. That movie
yeah,
pissed
so,
me off.
Sony, when Sony starts interfering too much. And then
in Amazing
Spider-Man
2, they f*** it up
again.
They
were trying too hard to build up the universe instead of focusing on the story.
Look at Sony and DC sharing something in common, trying to world build too fast.
Yeah, but at least DC fixed it.
But that's because they finally, like, it's not even that they're... The thing about Marvel and DC is that they have to use, like, their smaller characters to build up. Like, Shazam isn't as well known as, like, Batman.
You realize,
and Iron Man
you do realize they're following the formula of Marvel.
Which is good. In 11 years, I expect... Well, it wouldn't be 11. When did Man of Steel come out? Like, 2013?
Iron Man was not... And if you look in the past, Iron Man was not the biggest... Iron Man, was, I would say, would be the equivalent of Shazam.
Is not what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
In 11 years, we're probably going to see a great Justice League movie.
And Zachary Levi will be
where
Gal Gadot and Zachary Levi and Jason Momoa lead us into a great battle.
And Darkseid probably kills a couple of them.
Again, if you'd listened to the podcast before and you'd heard Snyder's vision, it's actually really cool.
What does I know? Willem told you about him wanting.
Yeah, never mind. You know,
I sent you everything because the original stuff was. Was awesome. Crazy, like Darkseid going into the Batcave and killing Lois.
And Wonder
and then
Woman.
Batman dying and.
And no, Batman lives in like Cyborg. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about Marvel.
And that brings us to comic book 20 questions. Are you boys ready to play comic book 20 questions?
Sure. What's the topic?
Topic is. It's a character from either Marvel or DC.
Is it a hero?
So we're gonna start it off with. You want to start it off, John? Remember, it's up to 20 questions.
Are they a hero?
Last.
We know the rules.
I know the rules.
Okay, cool.
Are they a hero?
Are they a hero? Technically, so I won't give you that one.
They're an anti-hero. Or a villain.
Are they Marvel?
Yes.
Is it Deadpool?
Are you answering that?
Oh, well, does it end there?
Because remember, it ends the game if you answer.
Are they...
Yes or no question.
Were they owned by Fox?
Were they owned by Fox?
Yes.
Yes.
Do they break the fourth wall?
No.
Anti-hero.
You going to sleep? Alright. Night, Sabine.
If they are owned by Fox,
this is a great way to end the podcast.
Do they show up in one of the Fantastic Four movies? The first two.
Fantastic Four? No.
Silver Surfer.
Does he show up in the Raimi films?
Well, he said it's Fox and Raimi Sony.
Oh, I wasted a question.
So, no.
You want a Smash?
I don't have Smash.
But I love Smash.
I can't think. Is he acted by Michael Fassbender?
Now, you're asking me.
That's kind of basically asking. If it's Magneto.
Okay, well, answer my question.
No. But
okay.
you guys are thinking... I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, just keep going.
Well, if it's a Fox property, right? We answer
Wasn't
that.
Blade also owned by Fox?
Wesley Snipes.
Is he black?
No.
Damn.
I don't know much about X-Men, so...
Is he an X-Men?
Is he an X-Men? No.
Is it a she?
Yes.
Is she played by Zazie Beetz in the movie of Deadpool 2?
No. You're at 10.
That was Domino. I haven't
seen
that.
Is she blue?
No.
Does she appear in any of the newer X-Men movies?
Yes.
Does she have a movie where her name is in the title?
Maybe.
Is it... Oh my god, I forgot her name.
Is it Jean Grey?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for the upcoming movie, Dark Phoenix.
Which we will review.
I picked that one. Well, season 2 will review that. I think season 2 picked that one up. So... But yeah, that's our show. I'm leaving. I'm doing my own podcast. You'll hear from it maybe next month when I think I got the name. I'm going to call it... What was I going to call it? Creepy Hour. That's what I was going to call it. So, you guys, if you want to, hear it. If not, it's okay. But I'm just going to be telling scary stories and I'll be posting them whenever I want to.
Well,
and, yeah.
I hope they remember you.
Steven, no!
Mr. Stark!
Mr. Stark!